welcome back to yet another episode of the Gameable Audio. This is episode 34 and yet another filler radio. This is actually recorded live on Twitch yet again with this one. This time we and the crowd who has been joining me in on Twitch have been helpful in selecting a wide variety of tracks. And let's dive right into them because it's such a blast, and I'm just super excited to talk more about them and have a good time listening to them. First one out is Sayonara Wild Hearts from the game Sayonara Wild Hearts by Daniel Olsen and Jonathan Eng. From the game Sayonara Wild Hearts by Daniel Olsen and Jonathan Eng. I really love and adore this game, and I love and adore this soundtrack even more. Highly recommended all over the place, to be honest. If you don't like the game, just listen to the music, to be honest. It's crazy. It has so much emotion within both the game, but also the soundtrack, and I just love how it kind of feels synth wavy-ish, but they make it so good together with the vocals here in this. Daniel Olsen is one of those people I would have loved to have in the podcast and have an interview with to pick his brain a little bit here and there. Of course, I've already had an interview with Jonathan Eng talking about other games made by Sumogo, who made this game as well. So I was like, yeah, maybe I should talk to him as well, but considering from what I know, he did work a little bit together with Daniel Olsen, but most of the work was actually performed by Daniel Olsen, who was the main composer for this game. But yeah, I freaking love and adore this. This kind of brings back a little bit to the beginning of everything, and I love it. I love it from the bottom of my heart. I actually played this game on my phone, which is also available. Works on PC, works on different consoles and so on, but even on phones, which is amazing, in my opinion. Highly recommended. No, so moving on from Sayonara Wild Hearts as well, I kind of want to start over a little bit from the beginning as well. I've been saying in the beginning already one more time that I've been reacting to. No, but let's draw it back a little bit. We're going a little bit with Fake Bit, because I really love and adore this track for many other reasons, but I still think it kind of proves a point when it comes to making some sort of your own kind of style within limitations. But this is not too much of a limitation, as this is called Fake Bit, so it's not chiptune, as chiptune usually tend to have some sort of limitations, use a tracker and so on. This track is most likely made in Fruity Loops or something like that. So let's listen to the track Nintendo Hyphal by Mackam. We'll be right back. And as we're calculating the score on that track, that was Nintendo Hyphel by Mackan. This was an original track, more towards fake bit than chiptune. And yeah, this was because of Mackan did not follow the limitations of what chiptune is. So that was one of the things why, and we should keep it keep difference to it so people know what we're talking about. When we're talking about chiptune, we usually limit ourselves to a tracker or something similar to that extent. While having fake bit, they can make the music more lively. Of course, they can utilize 8-bit sounds and so on. But as you might hear in the background, it is not the same as you can hear in an 8-bit. So this is most likely made in like Fruity Loops or something like that. No, but I really love and adore this one. It kind of brings me back to the beginning. And as we're talking about the beginning here, we actually got a question over on Spotify by Calvin Woodruff. And the question follows as, have you ever played a game and muted the music for any reason? And this brings me back to when I was younger, when I grew up. I actually grew up in a home with my parents who did not like any of the music from video games. And also, thank you for following, T-Bert. As this is a recorded episode as well, we're of course going to include everything that kind of pops in over time as well. No, but as I grew up in a home where my parents did not like the video game music that much, we usually ended up by muting all the music from turning the sound off from the TV. And I actually grew up listening to a lot of more mainstream music we got from the absolute hit CDs back in the day. No, but over time, I really loved and adore. Of course, I was able to listen to some of these tracks and from games when I was visiting my friend's place. But even their parents had some extent of what they could tolerate in video game music. As I grew up, I actually loved more and more music. I always loved the Nintendo music, getting into modular music, etc. From trackers, etc. From LAN parties, basically, demo scene. But in the end, when it comes down to everything, for me to explore everything is me making this podcast, because I kind of got into another podcast when I was growing up, and it was so nice to listen to all these tracks, etc. And when they closed down, I felt like this empty space, which I wanted to fill out. So I asked the guy who made the previous podcast, like, hey, is it okay if I take over the flag and follow through, but I still wanted to make my unique thing. And that's when finally game music, or Äntligen Spelmusik, kind of grew on. And I wanted the unique selling point of actually talking and interviewing composers that are behind the music. And I'm just not going to talk about the video game music. I actually want to talk a little bit more about cover artists and people from the demo scene, etc. Everybody that have been inspired by the video game music to talk about it as a whole. So that's what I like, and that's kind of where I come from and why I love to listen to music today. I rarely mute any music today because it's part of the experience today more than it was before. The music exists to increase an emotion or something similar to that extent. And when we're talking a little bit more about going back to basics and going back to where I was from, the next track that we're going to listen to is from the game Barbie Vacation Adventure, and the track is called Dream Trance Barbie, and this was made by the artist named Strike911. We'll be right back. Strike 911. This was a track called Dream Trance Barbie from the game Barbie Vacation Adventure, and I've never heard of this game before, and I freaking love and adore this track. So back in, I think this was 2011 or something like that, so 13 or 14 years since I heard this track the first time. And I've loved it ever since. I've never played this Barbie game, but it felt so weird to me that so much goodness in this track can come from a Barbie game. It is absolutely amazing and mind-blowing to me. And I hope you guys were blown as well about the amazement with this track. The flow of it, the structure of it, I love it. It's hard to say anything else. Strike 911 is one of those artists that kind of popped up. I was able to get his music at a certain point. I don't remember exactly. But all of a sudden, he just disappears. I can't find any songs or anything. It's really hard to find any information about this person. It was at one point I was going through one episode to just... I need to find some information about this person. Actually found some information surrounding this person, when he was active. If I remember correctly, this was an American living in Texas. I don't remember the name or anything. But Strike 911 is a hard alias to search for. But I love the music that he did. And I was just wishing from time to time that he kept doing this type of music, but he didn't. So I have about, I think, 10, 15 tracks with him, and I love them. Now, I just gotta stop saying I love them. So let's actually walk over to a track that is amazing, but the game is just horrible. Not horrible in a bad sense. It's just horrible because everybody loves to play this one. It was a fun game to play on the original NES. But at the same time, everybody freaking hated that dog. Yes, I am talking about Duck Hunt. And this, my friend, is the song My Very First Laser by TH3HT. I literally don't remember exactly when point in time I came over this track, but I do remember exactly that I was actually listening to this podcast, Spelklassikermusik, which was the podcast prior to what I followed up with. And they actually played this song. I don't remember which why. And the most interesting thing to me was due to the fact that the host for that episode or for that podcast, they were like opponents to remixes and covers overall. They usually tended to play original music only. I joined in at a certain point in time by the end of everything, joining in one time per month to talk about a specific theme. And the theme, of course, they selected the themes, but it kind of ended up pretty quickly and last minute most of the times, which was sad to me. But it was what happening. And I just sent my remix and, well, they played it and it was in the episode, basically. So they felt it was a fresh thing. And from there, everything else kind of happened. No, but my very first laser gun was the full name of this, not my very first laser. This is from the game Duck Hunt, of course, as you might hear. It is a remix, and the remix is made by TH3HT. And this is also one of those free tracks that you are able to get. You can just go to the homepage they have and download the track and just enjoy it to continue. Of course, it's 3 minutes long, a little bit more than 3 minutes long. So it might feel a little bit too repetitive and so on, but it's still a fun little track. It's playful, it's fun. You can still hear a lot of the different sounds you have inside the game. And yet it's still this kind of fake bit style of track, even though utilizing what we talked about previous to it. Anyway, it is time to move onward to the next track. I don't have much to add more on this track, not for any sort of reasons. It's fun to shoot with lasers, right? The next track that we're going to talk about is, well, when it comes to lasers, lasers are very dangerous in this game instead. I'm talking about the game Portal, and we're going to listen to the mix made by Mayhem called It's Murder.
Was it worth it?
This is your fault.
You chose this path. Taint of blood.
It's murder. Was it worth it?
This is your fault.
You chose this path.
This path.
You chose this path. Taint of blood.
It's murder. Was it worth it?
This is your fault.
You chose this path.
Taint of blood. It's murder. Was it worth it?
This is your fault.
You chose this path.
Taint of blood. It's murder. Was it worth it?
This is your fault.
You chose this path.
Murder, was it worth it? This is your fault.
You chose this path.
Taste of blood, it's murder.
chose this path. Taste of blood. It's murder. Taste of blood. It's murder. Taste of blood. It's murder. Taste of blood. It's murder.
Yes, it is murder. And this was Mayhem. And the track, of course, was referring to the game Portal, or was like an original song for Portal. And, well, Portal is an amazing game. I think most of you who are listening to this episode who have played the game can also agree to that sentence of being amazing. And, when I played Portal for the first time, when you just wake up in that test room and you hear that voice going on, it gives so much, for some reason, it gives me the Half-Life kind of vibe to it. You're some sort of testing. You get that feeling quite quickly in this game because it's very sterile. And you're basically going through all these tests all the time for the future generations. And when you're dying, you're just respawning, and then you just keep playing over and over again through all these obstacles and puzzle courses that you're doing. And a lot of people love and adore this series with the games. We even got that new, like, fan-made version not so long ago. I don't know how... I haven't played it. I think it was, like, Portal Retribution or something like that. It's a loved and adored version as well, it seems, from what I've read on this. And I'm excited to actually play it myself one day. It's just not right now. I have so many other games I want to play. And even though this is free, I haven't really played it. No, but Portal was one of those games that really felt like it took the world by storm. And for me, playing this specific track, I usually tend to... Of course, I found it while on my PC, but... quite early, I actually burned a CD with this, and I usually tended to play this in my old car. And since I had this bass and everything in it, it felt like when I played this track, my car was jumping around all over the city. I was so enjoying this track, and I still am. I don't listen to it that much anymore, but when we actually went through and selected all these tracks, it brought back this nostalgia to it. And I felt like I've been missing this. I'm actually missing a lot of the Portal music. For me, when I go and take a shower, I usually tend to either hum or sing Still Alive from Portal, the ending song. And yeah, it's just amazing. And hopefully I will never hope to get to the point where the cake is a lie, because I love birthday cakes. I would like to have a strawberry cake, though. But when you have a birthday in the middle of January, it's hard to get a fresh strawberry cake. It's either going to be frozen or boring. That's kind of what it's going to be. And I hate it. I hate it. I love strawberry cake so much. I wish I was a summer kid, but I'm not. It is what it is, and I can't change that. The next thing we're going to listen to, I think this is like the curveball of this episode. This is The Devil Inside. It's an Italo disco mix. It actually grew on me as we were listening through it. This is from the Castlevania Symphony of the Night game, so it's a reference to that. And this is an OC remix specifically by Akumajo Belmont. Disco. Castlevania Symphony of the Night. This was the Devil Inside Italo Disco Mix, an OC remix by Akumajo Belmont. Yeah, as I was talking a little bit while we were listening to this track, the beginning of this song, it is so weird, and it really bugs me the wrong way. Definitely in the wrong way. It gives me like hard Modern Talking vibes. And it's not good at all, in my opinion. It felt so weird. I was almost to the point I felt alienated. But the point before it kind of kicks in and becomes this more kind of known Castlevania track, I freaking love that twist. That's what kind of made it grew on me so hard. So the buildup that you have here is like, oh, so is it so bad? I don't get it, to be honest. And then you get to that point, the crescendo almost. And it's so good. It's so good. And that kind of made it stuck. And it's a good mix overall. It's just that beginning was not preferable for me. But it all comes down, everybody is different and so on. So even if I was not the fan of it in the beginning of it, it really saved up when we got to the part where I was more known to the track itself. And I think that's a good kind of, like, I would say, attribute to have. Like, we can be so perceptive on tracks, etc. So we don't just, like, throw them away instantly. It's like, taking the full experience. There's a lot of times I'm not, like, the music is not on par with what I think or what I would like to hear from a track. But at the same time, that how I work with music, it all comes down to like how my attitude or my feeling is that specific day. It's like today I might not feel like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Maybe today I want to listen to something more melancholic, etc. So it's very important to understand that, of course, music can change over time as well. So maybe it's not the favorite today, but you might have it as a favorite in a week or two. Might change. I'm not saying it will, but it might. So keeping an open mind is one of the best things that can happen. But at the same time, also when you find these tracks that you love and adore as much, you usually tend to stick with those styles, which is why it's so important and so much fun to get in more contact with other people, to talk about games I don't know about, I haven't played or don't even know the music from, because going randomly and just listening to music on random soundtracks, I don't tend to do that. And I don't think a lot of other people do that. People coming in into Twitch saying, hey, you should check this out, happens as well. And it's so much fun. You find new tracks, you find new games, etc. And that's the best thing about the community. And I think that is one of the things I wish we could all agree and stick with. Don't be toxic in any way. Support each other, support every difference we have in each other instead. And I think it can become so much stronger, so much better. And if we keep an open mind to that on top of everything, we will freaking conquer the world. And conquering the world and having different mindsets and so on, I think that is a good segue for the next game, because we are going to listen to a track from the game Gianna Sisters Twisted Dreams. And yes, this is going to be a special one, as I've already mixed in the two tracks that are previous to when you play the game. This is the in-game 2 track, and the tracks are going to be first by Machiné Supremacy, and follow up when we do the twist in the track is going to be written and done by Chris Hilsbeck. The Great Gianna Sisters, this was from the game Twisted Dreams and the in-game 2 track. In the beginning, it was played by Machiné Supremacy, and then when we did a twist over, it was composed and created by Chris Hilsbeck. And yeah, Chris Hilsbeck was the one who made the original Gianna Sisters soundtrack back in, time. I don't have the numbers in my brain, sadly, because I have so many other information pieces in my brain. It's crazy. No, but for me, I never really played The Great Gianna Sisters, the first game on the Commodore. I think it even released on Amiga, but please don't quote me on that one. For me, I love and adore Machiné Supremacy. They're an amazing band who utilizes the ship SID. Not ship SID, the SID ship. I'm just twisting and turning those. To make music. They're making covers, they're making their own original music, and they have a synth with that thing in. And when I noticed that they were helping out making the music for Genesis' Twisted Dreams, I was like, I need to play this. I need to get it. I need to play it. So is this 2D adventure, platforming jumping game where you play these two sisters And you can, on like a button command, switch between them. So you alternate the world a little bit, so you have a nice, cute sister, and then you have the dark sister. So light and darkness. And you switch to collect, I think it was coins or something like that. But of course, you will have to switch between these characters in order to overcome obstacles, etc. And of course, when you switch between them, you also crossfade the music as you move along within this game. And that's what I liked so much about it at the same time. But over time, I didn't like the gameplay that much and so on. But of course, people that love the music and would love to just have a mediocre type of 2D platforming. It's 2.5D because it has this 3D look onto it. So for me, the art was not fantastic either. So for me, I wouldn't recommend it, but of course, play whatever you like. It's the best thing ever. Play a game, have fun. But on topic, when we're talking about 2D platformers, that let's go a little bit more actiony, because the last track we're going to listen to, it is the credit theme to end this little episode, as we're drawing out on more time than I actually expected for this episode. It's super fun, super nice, so. Nope, we're talking about Cave Story Plus. This is the credit for the Wii, and it's all credited to Pixel, but also named Daisuke Amaya. The last track of the week, that was Cave Story Plus with the credit for Wii, created and composed by Daisuke Amaya, also known as Pixel. Don't really know where the Pixel come from. I know I did some research on it, but I don't really understand why. But anyway, I don't ask too many why questions when I'm doing research and so on. I usually tend to just cross-check most of the information as much as possible. Of course, that's one of the things that takes most of the time when we make episodes. But anyway, this was the last track of the week. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I hope everybody who joined in on the episode to just check it when it was recorded live. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank everybody who wanted to give a follow, everybody who gave any sort of suggestion for a track that we were going to add to this episode. Nope. And Cave Story is also an amazing game. Very first one, Cave Story, I think it's still possible to get it online for free, because it was released for free. But over time, it also got this Cave Story Plus, new graphics, a little bit extra items, etc. I think they even added achievements and so on in the end. I know a lot of people that really love and adore this game. I myself played it with the Cave Story Plus, and I loved it as well. I even loved the remaster soundtrack. I might even like it more because of my remix heart to some extent. No, I know a lot of people that recommended this game for me. I was a little bit unsure considering graphics and how it was playing and so on. But in the end, I actually, I don't have anything else to play right now. So I started playing it, and I really enjoyed it. And then something else got in the way. I stopped playing it. I did something else. I needed to uninstall my computer. And then I remembered, fudge, I haven't completed Cave Story. It was a nice game. So then I started it up again, and yes, of course, since I reinstalled everything, I actually needed to reinstall Cave Story again. But of course, now that I knew a little bit more of the game, etc., with the upgrading weapons, etc., and so on, it was easier to get into the experience. And of course, I had so much more fun going through it. So just like everybody else has recommended me this game, I still recommend this game for others to play and just enjoy the music. In the end, it's still a fun, quirky game, highly recommended, of course, by many people. But yeah, that was this last track of the week. So yeah, if you found any of these tracks that we played in this filler episode, please reach out, either on writing in the poll with more questions, etc., over at Spotify, or just join in on Discord, or write a comment anywhere, really, where I can find it. So that would be fun. Hope you enjoyed. Other episodes of the Gameable Audio, you'll find those on our homepage at videospelsklubben.se, Spotify, or in your closest podcast app. Feel free to follow and comment on one of our social medias, either on Facebook or on Instagram. Just search for Gameable Audio and you'll find us there. You can also support this podcast for future content and quality upgrades, but also in the end for future composers. So think about becoming a Patreon. Our current awesome backers that we do have today is Daniel Lonemark, Lars Schenström, Titti Schenström, Kevin Wikström, and Mike Björkholm. Thank you so much for supporting my work. And of course, something I don't really talk about too much, but we do talk about them from time to time when we do get something from a composer or anybody else related to this. Do think about becoming a Patreon, because you will also get giveaways, etc. So soundtracks and games might be able to be given to you for free, all for supporting me and my work. Links where you can either buy, download, or support the composers behind the music that we'll listen to today, you'll find those in our main post at videospelsklubben.se. The next episode that we're going to talk about, with a theme and so on, is going to be recorded quite, well, early now. So if anybody wants to get a question in, it's highly recommended to just stay on Discord and so on to get to know a little bit more what's up and what's coming. We're going to have an Ultras special featuring the composer Rat Vader on the mark here. So if you're listening in on the release date for this, it will be great if you want to ask any questions to Rat Vader about the music and work he did on Ultras, which released not so long ago. Because we're going to have this conversation on the 23rd of April, so Tuesday, the next day of when this episode is released. And as always, the podcast theme music was composed by the amazing Thor Myrdal. I am your host, Kristoffer Schenström. This was episode 34, a bit special, as this was a filler radio, numbers 2 of episodes of filler radios. There will most likely be more of these in the future. It all comes down to how much time I will have, etc. But I hope I will have more time to... Of course, I'm going to return to the other ones, but of course I will not calculate and lean onto having filler radios, just so you know that for the future reference. Anyway, thanks for listening in, and have a good one. See you all, guys, next time.